In yet another tit-for-tat move, China has slapped sanctions against the leaders of U.S. government-affiliated bodies for promoting democracy and independence in Hong Kong. Beijing said the move is in response to these groups meddling in Hong Kong affairs. The sanctions cover four Americans, a senior director at the National Endowment for Democracy and the regional director for Asia Pacific, plus two other officials at the National Democratic Institute, or NDI. From Monday, they will be banned from entering China. Now, for more, we are joined by Simon Martz. Simon, so what we know is these groups, they claim to be independent and nonpartisan, but China links them to U.S. democracy promotion efforts. Why are they being targeted and why now?
Well, I mean, they clearly are linked to U.S. democracy promotion efforts. Indeed, both NDI, the National Democratic Institute, and the National Endowment for Democracy absolutely have the promotion of democracy at the heart of their missions. It's interesting that they haven't chosen today to target the International Republican Institute, the IRI, which also is engaged in democracy promotion from a more conservative viewpoint. But this move by China had been flagged over the last several weeks. There have been various editorials appearing in state media publications in China that have branded NDI and the National Endowment for Democracy as meddlers in China's internal affairs by taking the positions that they've taken on Hong Kong. But there's no question that the Chinese have chosen to keep some powder dry. It's also notable that they haven't announced moves today against Freedom House, which is a bipartisan organization based here in Washington, D.C., that even recently has issued statements criticizing China for the moves that it has been making in Hong Kong. So while these four individuals are being now told that they will not be allowed to travel to China, and bear in mind, travel to China right now would be extremely difficult as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic under any circumstances, there's certainly the possibility of China taking further steps against other US-based democracy promotion organizations in the days, weeks, or even months ahead.
Right. And these are also counter-sanctions, right, on the part of China, with the U.S. having already fired its own sanctions list. Can we expect more sanctions from the U.S.?
Well, I mean, it is like watching a game of tennis, isn't it, Rachel? I mean, it goes back and forth, and every single time one side takes action, the other side chooses to respond. The Trump administration had already sanctioned four officials earlier this month. They'd also taken officials sanctions out against officials, including Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam and others back in August. And the Trump administration is now a government with nothing to lose. Mike Pompeo knows that on January the 20th, President-elect Joe Biden is going to be sworn into office, and that's going to lead to possible changes in U.S. policy towards China and Hong Kong. So were Mike Pompeo in the mood to try and solidify the changes that he and Donald Trump have made in terms of the bilateral relationship with Beijing, then you might well see further measures being announced from the Trump administration, even in its final 51 days in office. That would, I think, not surprise analysts, given the desire of Mike Pompeo and the president himself to try and create a fait accompli for Joe Biden to inherit that would be very, very difficult for Joe Biden then to undo. He'd be inheriting a knotty situation that he would find very difficult to untie, even if he wanted to, when he assumes office.
Thanks for setting that into context for us. Simon Martz in Washington, D.C.